Welcome back to K-Pop Parade, the podcast where two sisters talk K-Pop.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Trinity, and we are back with our 2022 Year in K-Pop wrap-up.
Woohoo! We are nothing if not consistent while doing at least this episode every year. Probably because it's the easiest, but I digress.
We always say we'll try to do more episodes throughout the year, and we'll have y'all know, we do write out other episodes. It's just finding the time to record them. So although we don't always provide regular content, at least you have this to look forward to.
Exactly. So this is a list of our top favorite songs of 2022. We couldn't make our lists any fewer than 15 each, so we hope you'll take the time and listen to this episode.
Let's go ahead and dive into the list, starting with The Game by Pentagon. I know there will be no surprise that there's a Pentagon song on Trinity's list. However,
at this point, it'd be more of a surprise if you didn't.
The song was incredible. In my opinion, this should have been the title track for the album. It's not that I didn't like Feeling Like, but it lacked some oomph for me. And I think they spent too much time putting that oomph into Yeonan's arms because he got so buff that it was detrimental to my health.
It was very good for his health, though.
Yeah, that's true. The game starts out with Jinho doing this amazing operatic intro, and then there's just so much power behind the song. I was just so impressed, and it definitely stayed on repeat for me all year long.
So Pentagon, they truly have like this very dynamic discography, and I'm not sure this is a style they have tried. And like this weird mashup of like rock and opera, you really don't expect it to work, but then it does. And I agree, it definitely should have been a title track. I really liked Feeling Like. Pentagon is very hit or miss for me, don't tell Trinity, but I also liked this, and I don't think I've liked a Pentagon song like this since even though Hui is my bias, sometimes his high notes do get in the way. They're a little distracting occasionally, but they weren't in The Game. They fit really, really well. So
he wasn't in The Game, that's why.
Well, hello.
Yeah, it was. He was enlisted when this came out.
Well, maybe that's why. Is that bad? He's my bias, but I like all the songs he's not in.
No, that's okay. We'll forgive you for that.
Thank you. So the next song I want to bring up is from my list. It's called Zinnia by, I don't actually know how to pronounce it. They're just numbers. 9001. And I honestly love this song for the chorus and how hard hitting it is. It's a really great contrast from like the smooth verses, like transition into this like boom. You're just chilling and then he hits you with these great chords and notes, and he's a very, very good vocalist. I have no idea who he is, but his range is very, very impressive. And the OOs in the bridge, it's really giving 1OK Rock. And while I love 1OK Rock, I enjoy that this is in, you know, Korean. While it does abruptly end for me, everything abruptly ends for me, so.
You do have a problem with that.
Well, maybe they should stop doing it.
Valid.
You know?
Right out of the gate, I love the intro. It was so attention-grabbing, and the lead singer's voice is so smooth and nice to listen to. I definitely added this to my playlist, and you might have just introduced me to my new K-band obsession.
Good. I'm glad. their more recent comebacks haven't been as grabbing as Zinnia was, but we'll see. They're pretty new, so we'll see what's going on with them.
Our next song is Tomboy by G Idol, or Idol, I guess. You don't pronounce the G.
Whatever. Whatever.
Tomboy.
This was one of my top songs of the year the second that it dropped, and I adored the rock vibe, even though the lyrics were confusing and didn't make a ton of sense. I thought the music was absolutely phenomenal. I play the song so damn much. It's catchy, and the video is fantastic. We love Barbies murdering other dolls.
I don't know. After the whole, I'm not usually one who lets controversies and or rumors like distract from the actual music itself, but after the whole Sujin thing, they really lost something specific in their music, I think. And I know it was like a cultural reset and yada yada yada, but I've unfortunately come to the conclusion that Suyeon's voice really, I just don't like it, and her line distribution is awful. Like, she sang that entire song. Did her, their maknae even have a line? I'm not even sure. And don't even get me started on Nude. Mm-mm.
I won't, because mm-mm, I don't have a lot to say about Nude either.
It's not. I know Sion is very, very talented, and obviously they're a self-producing group, but it's like, it's Sion and friends. I mean,
Sion and
that's
friends.
What it is.
That's yeah. Fair. That's fair.
Another one from my list is Generation by Triple S. It's just a really catchy, vibey song that I love to death. And it came out, you know, relatively recently, obviously, December like 20th, so recently. And I know there's stuff and things surrounding the group, and it's like a subunit of something else, but I honestly have no idea, nor do I really care about anything other than debuting, releasing this banger, and then promptly disbanding. Like, they were just like, mic drop, bitches, and then they were gone. That's exactly what they did. I love it. It's just really catchy. Them and New Jeans have a very similar sound. So sometimes when it would come on, I'm like, oh, which New Jeans song is this? Oh, wait, it's not. So I like it a lot. It's good.
I thought it was fine. I wasn't overly enthralled or anything, but it was a boppy tune, and I can definitely see the appeal behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So our next song is Wildfire by Eric Nam. But we got cold. In a wildfire, we got lost. Ooh. In a wildfire, in a wildfire. And I know another yes. Non-surprise from Trinity is that Eric Nam was on my list. He was 100% my artist of the year this year. Spotify told me that.
I could have told you that.
I was in the top 0.5% of Eric Nam listeners this year.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a lot.
There's that. I played the There and Back Again album so many times that my top most 5 played songs on Spotify rap were indeed from this album. Wildfire took the top song for me, mainly because I'm a huge slut for dissonance, and the dissonance in the chorus is like chill inducing, and I cried both times I saw it live this past year.
So I believe it was famously me who said Wildfire is Eric Nam meets Imogen Heap, and it's a really difficult style and a really different style coming from Eric on this one, and it's really, really amazing. It hits the ears in just the right way. And Jackson Wang was on Eric's show recently. He spoke at length about how Eric is the type of singer who can go into a studio with absolutely no plan and come out with a beauty like this. And I think it just goes to show how incredibly talented he is. Plus, he's from Georgia, and I'm from Georgia. so we're best friends.
Did you see the part where Jackson Googled Eric's age?
Yes. That he said, oh, damn.
Bro. It was so funny.
Which is funny to me because I, like, if I was just looking at the two of them, I would think Jackson is older.
That's fair. I would too.
Maybe because he's, you know, lost his mind a little bit halfway through and then got it back.
Little bit, but that's okay. We'll talk about Jackson in a little bit.
Is this me? This is me! So my next one is Lovin' Me by 50/50. And so Trinity sent me their other song, which is also on this list. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're really good. But Lovin' Me, when I dove deeper into their very, very small discography, is so nostalgic where a rookie group has absolutely no right to be. Literally, they debuted for a week and they've already like shoved themselves right up there on my list. Plus, they're all over 18 and R&B. So like, what more could I possibly ask for? I absolutely love the composition of this song. It's really like reminiscent of like the classic K-pop, like the early FX and that SNSD sound. One of the things I miss, particularly in like boy songs, is that it's like six soloists all singing on one song. Instead, this is them harmonizing with each other, like a choir, you know, like a group sound, which I really have been missing and I love it.
Yeah, this is not the last time we'll talk about 50/50 today, but wow, they are such a freaking powerhouse girl group. This song is stunningly beautiful and really cool and just very different from what we're getting from other girl groups. I, like Abby, am already insanely obsessed with this group and I can't wait to see what else they put out in the future.
I agree.
The next song on the list is Case 143 by Stray Kids. Why do I keep getting attracted? 네 모습만 떠올라. I cannot explain this emotion. 143, I love you. Why do I keep getting attracted? Just so got you good, you got. I cannot explain this reaction. We could fall. I'm gonna let you know, I'm just gonna go. And hold you so never letting go. And 2022 was both of our year of diving headfirst into Stray Kids hard.
It's true. Can confirm.
Both of us caught Stray Kids fever, and Case 143 was the perfect comeback for me. It was clever and fun. The B-sides on the album were also incredible. No skips. I just absolutely adore the concept and video of Case 143, and I'm so proud of Stray Kids and how well they continue to do.
Like she said, I am now a certified stay, which is a milestone for me because I never even like considered myself an ARMY when I was at like the height of my BTS obsession, but I will absolutely call myself a stay. For me, Charmer was definitely my Stray Kids best for this year, but Case 143 is wonderful and it represented something to the boys that they had never done before, which was write about love. And it's funny because the whole music video is an homage to like The Shining and horror movies. Like being in love is the scariest thing possible to them, which it might be. I don't know, but I thought it was clever. And I enjoy how creative they are with their music. And I also enjoy very much how accessible they are. I know it's kind of like, oh my God. Sussing, but like Chan's stuff and all of their talkers, they're very entertaining and they like to give us content.
They
and
do.
I love content.
I will say Stray Kids are like the kings of content.
They are. It's true. The next one up is on my list. It's Underwater by Yunbi? Whatever.
Just
anyone coming out of the Eyes one with a bang, it's ENB. I think I've liked every song she's put out, but I really enjoyed the chorus in Underwater. It feels like a cross between Chungha and Taeyeon to me, just very experimental and different enough to separate herself from the pack of solo artists coming out of groups, you know? I don't know a single other person who came out of Eyes One. I know there are a lot of them, but she's the one who, in my mind, has put herself above, like, the pedestal. I know a couple of them. Like, there's one in Le Sserafim, right? But, like, yeah. I don't... She's... NB has definitely done something different with her solo career in terms of, like, choice of music. And I just think she's done very smart things.
Fair enough. I couldn't fit her song Glitch on my list this year, but it was a really, really strong contender. But she just provides such great music. Underwater was bright and energetic and had a very beautiful, beautiful music video. She's very unique musically, and I really enjoyed Underwater as well.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I liked most about it is the difference, you know? Nobody else is making mermaid music videos. Okay,
love a good, like, mermaid video.
Feed me that, people.
Yeah. Our next song is After Like by IVE. What's after like? You who and the eyes were the like. L down to O down now, yeah, yeah, yeah. You who and the eyes were the like. What's after like? I will not lie, this was my number one song of the year. I found myself listening to this song every single freaking chance that I got. It's just such a good song. IVE just really blew me away this year. They've blown me away since debut. I think they're a super strong girl group, and I hope that they continue to do well in the future because they're doing something right.
See, I really enjoyed 11 and Love Dive, but I did not like After Like. And I'm pretty sure it's because of the disco sample they used. It just throws me right out of the song. Like, where Love Dive was, like, really evocative, After Like kind of seemed safe and boring. Like, a real step back. Yeah.
Interesting.
But, like, it's not even that they didn't use the sample well. I'm pretty sure it's just me. Like, it just throws me completely out of the song, and I'm just like, oh. But my next one, so good. It's Fairy Tale by Dreamcatcher. Listen to me when I tell you that nobody can do it like Dreamcatcher. Every single one of their titles is amazing, and there are no skips, no bad B-sides. I chose Fairy Tale over Maison, though, because it showcases their vocals really, really well, and I was playing it at work the other day, and the girl came up and asked, she's like, are you listening to anime openings? And I was like, I might as well be, you know? It's great.
Fitting for Dreamcatcher. I'm so used to so much harder stuff from Dreamcatcher that the brightness of this one really caught me off guard, and yet it still manages to feel like a Dreamcatcher song, if that makes any sense. I can fully understand why this one is on your list. The music in this is one of my favorites from Dreamcatcher, and the soft bridge into the ooze before the follow your heart part, like, gave me goosebumps.
So good.
It's so good. I also decided that anytime you're listening to this podcast, there's a drinking game. Anytime we say so good is when you just need to take a shot.
Or just good in general.
Yeah, we say
good.
We say things a lot. The next song on my list is BTBT by B.I. Because I don't ever do this. When my eyes on you, so
박힐 듯한 전율로 You know you get me loose Make me go bitter bitter 어디서 made for two 다리 부르는 전율로 It's only me and you Make me go bitter bitter 춤을 춰줘 날 위해 먼지 너의 향기에 세상을 다 알기에 인생은 짧은 이 시간을 막고 낭비해 꼬리를 방망하고
And this one surprised me. One, because it features Soulja Boy.
Yes.
Like, yeah. What? But
I don't know.
But overall, the chorus was catchy, and I listened to it a lot at work, and I really enjoyed the beat and found myself bopping to it every single time it came on. It was a really, really good song.
Somebody take a shot.
Somebody do it for us.
I had the same reaction to Soulja Boy, but I also really liked Davida, so I was going to go for it. But I hadn't listened to this until you put it on the list, and it is so incredibly groovy. I really like it. So I never really got into Icon, so I didn't know B.I. could dance like that. And then, damn. I don't know how to be BTBT, but I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm also not even really, horrified by Soulja Boy's part. It was really chill, you know? There wasn't no crazy auto-tune or anything, and his verse made sense, and it wasn't bad. I really enjoyed it. Our next song is Sharp Objects by Sorn.
Been told this all my life, the heart cuts deeper than a knife. It's dangerous, but I play with sharp objects. There ain't no guarantee that loving you won't make me bleed. It's dangerous, but I play with sharp objects.
And Sorn might be one of my guilty pleasures, since technically this song is in English and I added it anyway. Come at me. And if we're talking about disco, I feel like I've missed the mark where Sorn hit it out of the park. Do you see my rhyme?
I see what you did there.
Thank you. And I put the song on repeat just all the time. It's just really easy to vibe to. And I think her vocals are amazing, and I'm still sad about CLC, but I really enjoy this song. It's good.
Her voice is gorgeous. I will acknowledge her talent. She is very, very talented. The song did absolutely nothing at all for me. I found it super boring and super flat.
See, I'm thinking we're just too different for this.
No, I mean, we have a lot of ones that we can agree on.
True, but we have a lot that we don't agree on.
That's true. That's very true. Our next song, though, is Dopamine by Jackson Wang. I came here to get some dopamine. Make it go on, I know gasoline. Yes, I know you'll be waiting for me. And the way this song was just absolutely fucking fire. I don't even know how to describe it. But what I do know is that I literally listened to it 27 times on repeat when the Magic Man album dropped. I am so proud of Jackson and all of the work that he is doing. This year, he's been very vocal about his mental health struggles. And I just really hope that he's finding peace and comfort. The whole album was really good, but this one just jumped out at me. And 10 out of 10 recommend listening to it.
Jackson Wang has always been very consistent about putting out music that's easy to listen to, no matter what language it's in, because he's released music in 17 different languages at this point. But they're all very easy on the ears, except for Cruel. We're not going to talk about that. But Dopamine wasn't really my favorite on the album. I really liked, Blow the best. Cocaine.
Cocaine.
But yeah, it is what it is.
Have you heard his newest one? Or seen the video for his newest one?
Why? Oh, what was that called? Why?
Yeah, he released a song called Why, and he is just the video. In the video, he is a tree man the entire time.
Oh God, why is he so weird?
I don't know.
The last one I saw was the circus one.
Oh no, he released another one. This one's in Chinese.
Oh, okay. All
and right, that makes sense. He is just a tree the entire time. And I laughed so hard the entire video because and then I looked up the lyrics translation wondering if there would be something that like tied it together. And there's not. He's just a tree man.
He's just Jackson Wang. He is what he is. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, next. So I had originally a different song here and then waited a week and said, just kidding, I'm going to swap this out. And I swapped it out for Animal Farm by BB.
It might be pretty, it might be beautiful, it might be grand. This might be right, this might be justice, but I.
And at one point, I had to ask myself and also Trinity if maybe BB was okay, because she literally kills at least 2 dozen people in this movie.
So much murder. So much murder.
So much blood. Just an obscene amount of death. But it is such the word I'm going to use to describe it probably doesn't make sense, but it's very slippery and unapologetic and husky. She just slides through the verses and then puts so much force onto the chorus. It's like a transformation in all of itself. Like, when you listen to it first, she's subtle. You know, she's killing pigs, but she's subtle about it. And then as soon as that chorus gets there, she's like, boom, diaphragm action.
There was nothing subtle about the first murder that happens in that video.
No. Not at all.
I literally got a content warning that the video may not be suitable for viewers when I first turned that video on. My YouTube was like, my YouTube was like, are you sure? You sure?
You sure you want to do this?
The song itself, though, is like sultry. And if you take the video out of it, it's got a very sexy feel to it. And I love the flow of it a whole lot.
She also kills just as many people in her other music video for Vengeance, I think the song was called. So, you know.
So is BB okay? Let us know.
I don't know. I don't know if she is or not. I mean, I guess she is now that she's killed everyone who hurt her. But I don't know.
Our next song is Liar by Omega X.
I'm a liar. 지금부터 너에게 거짓말을 내 혼자밖에
And listen, I could go on a huge rant about Omega X. And if you don't know everything that's going on with them and their management company, look it up. It's been an absolute shit show. But let's talk about the song. So I had actually not heard this song until I saw them in concert. And the song is so beautiful. I think their vocals shine so well. They were absolutely flawless during their concert. It was perfect. And they're also like, I got the chance to like meet them after, like before and after the show. They are the sweetest group of guys I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And I just hope they get the justice they deserve with all the bullshit drama that is going on with them and everything they're having to deal with.
It's understandable. I wasn't a huge fan of this song. I thought it was kind of the same. You know, there were no major changes in the song at all to me, and I didn't think it showcased their vocals at all.
But maybe it's just because I saw it live. Maybe it's just I think I probably saw it live.
Also, you got to touch them, so you were just starstruck. I'm sure
I did. If you don't know,
that sounds inappropriate.
They're already dealing with sexual assault allegations. You don't need to go there.
She had his hand in her hand.
Seven held my hand.
His name is Seven?
Seven.
Seven?
S-E-B-I-N. S-E-B-I-N.
S-E-V-E-N?
Yes.
Is he seven? Is he five? Anyway.
That's
stupid. Another one I added at the very last minute was Halazia by ATEEZ. And so I don't have like a whole lot to say it, probably because there's not a whole lot to say it other than it's just fantastic. Just Under the Wire, the sultry spinoff. What am I supposed to do but love it? And I have liked ATEEZ since the beginning. However, sometimes they throw out a couple of that are just like, oh. Like Gorilla. I enjoyed Gorilla, but like maybe once a day, once a week. Like
that's a more lot. Than I gave it because I did not like Gorilla at all.
See, it's a lot. It's not something I can just sit down and listen to. But Halazia with that drop chorus, ooh, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. And it was very obviously reminiscent of Hala Hala, which we all enjoyed a lot. And I have absolutely no clue what any of the lore means. I also don't really care. So.
Yeah, this one, excuse me, puberty is hitting. This one for me was another one that was just kind of meh. I don't know what it was about it. I don't know if it was the mixing or because it was another one that I felt the music was way louder than the vocals. I don't know if I just haven't really enjoyed a lot that ATEEZ has put out recently and it's just a reminiscent effect of that. I thought this one was fine. But it's not one of my favorite ATEEZ songs. And I love ATEEZ. We all know that's true. I love ATEEZ. I love your song. I would die for ATEEZ.
All right, calm down.
This song just didn't do it for me.
I like the drop chorus the most, I think.
That's fair.
You know, I think where I love house music and EDM music, I think particularly in K-pop, I've gotten sick of it. And so that's kind of where I've been craving that like choir feel instead of solo feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or in particular, like recently Stray Kids came back with that Replay album, which is a lot of their old songs from the Talker on actual album, but they all released songs. And Bang Chan's song Connection, where I like him and I like the music, I did not enjoy that song specifically because he had buried himself in it, you know?
Right.
You couldn't hear him.
Right.
It was, yeah. And so that's, ATEEZ does that as well.
Yeah, they do. And that's what I got from this one is that the music was just too overpowering. And that was just a little too much for me.
Understandable.
Our next song is Hype Boy by New Jeans. Cause I know what you like, boy. This one, and I'm so glad that she did. It was so much fun, and I think it was just the perfect summer song. I am really impressed with NewJeans, and I am super excited to see what else they do, as long as it's not another song like Cookie.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird song.
It was bad. It was not okay.
I will say now, Hype Boy is definitely like superior to Attention, Agenda, Achieved. It's just retro in all the right ways, and I will never not watch that video of ONF dancing to this song in the military.
It was so, I love that so much. It's so
funny. I also love that people are like, who's ONF? And then they look them up, and then ONF has more fans. Anyway, I will say, now that it's been a couple weeks and more songs have come out, shout out to Ditto for being even better.
Yeah, Ditto was so really good.
OMG was also good, but not as good as Ditto. So anyway, regardless. Our next one is The Final Countdown by And Audition. Give me the final countdown. This doesn't qualify technically since it's in Japanese, but we're all about spreading that message. It gives me like major Five Sauce vibes, just plus like seven dudes, and I jam out to this one all the time. Weirdly enough, And Audition isn't even a group anymore. It was a competition show, and they're now called And Team from HYBE, and their debut song is so incredibly good. They do have a weird werewolf thing going on, but we'll just go over that. We'll just ignore that.
Yeah, like what in the Twilight New Moon happened?
I don't know.
Are werewolves like making a comeback? Because between this and Elas Creature, which we'll talk about later, I'm thinking they're just becoming the hype again.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved this song. The chorus was big and bold and very fulfilling. Like, I felt fulfilled from the chorus. So definitely a good one.
Yeah, it's one of those that are like, you can run to it, you know, and you're like, you'll make it, you'll beat it, you got this. It's the final countdown, yo.
That's funny.
It's so good. I love it.
Our next song is Higher by 5050, making another appearance on our list. So I saw three TikToks saying, have y'all heard about this girl group's debut? And I had not. But after three videos back to back to back about it, I decided to look it up, and they did not disappoint. The intro video of the video gives very much like Overdose by EXO, with this like epic music and a maze like that they have to go through. But other than that, it was so fresh for a girl group. It's not overly bubblegum, the lower tones of their voices are so pleasing, and the song overall is just really fantastic, and I cannot wait for more music from 5050.
Like I said, I was really pleasantly surprised when you sent it to me. Their other song, Login, I assume with the mini album they were trying to like show all of their like strengths and like all the different styles they can do. So like, you loved Higher, I loved Lovin' Me, Login was just kind of electro, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Okay. But they were really good. I enjoyed a lot. My next song is I Can't Sleep by Key from SHINee.
I can't sleep no more.
I will always, always commit time to listen to Key's full albums, because guaranteed there is something I'm going to absolutely fall for on there. They are always amazing. Some of my all-time top favorite songs are his B-sides. This was just such a great song to sing to and yell that I can't sleep anymore, that I'm tired, that I'm frustrated, and it's happy, and it's not happy that he can't sleep. But like, it is in a major key, and it is also another one that you could just go, you know, you can run to, because you can't sleep anymore, might as well do things. So I love it.
Might as well do things. Key always serves. Like, that's it. The song was really good, and I really think that Key would have thrived as an 80s hair band singer. His music always gives me like 80s and 90s vibes, and I feel like he just would have rocked in those eras.
Mm-hmm. My other favorite song by him is 18. Please go listen to it. It's so good.
Our next song is Mason by Dreamcatcher.
I'm a home in the jungle. I'm a home in the polar. Please someone fight for us. I'm a home in the ocean. I'm a home in the desert.
So Dreamcatcher making another appearance on this list.
As they should.
Environmentalism in a song that sounds like an anime opener. What more do you even need from a song? What more do I even need to say?
I don't know.
This is by far my favorite Dreamcatcher song. And that's all I have, because
it could also be described as like eco-terrorism.
Well, listen. If you want to go there, that's fine. But
it's Dreamcatcher. They do what they want.
I just don't have a ton to say on the song other than it made my top 15 this year and it was really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. I can appreciate Mason for its great message, but it's also a pity to me that this was the song that finally got them their win.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, did they not listen to their other fucking phenomenal tracks like Sahara or Piri or like anything? Any of the dozen others that are fucking amazing? Sometimes I pity Koreas? I pity K-fans for sleeping on Dreamcatcher so much, because I know I read an article the other day that were like, their interactions in Korea are just like nil, but they're huge with the international market. So
they are huge, huge, huge in the international market.
I know we're probably preaching to the choir here, but don't sleep on Dreamcatcher.
Please don't.
Also, don't sleep on Purple Kiss, even though Trinity hates them.
I don't.
So my next song is...
Do the thing.
Hello by Purple Kiss.
Hello. I just want to say hello. 희미해진 기억 속 널 마주보고 싶어서.
There's just so much R&B in so little time. And originally we were going to do a different Purple Kiss song, but Trinity, like I said, was bullying me, and so I had to find one that she liked. This just really showcases their vocal skills and their ability to harmonize with each other. They're very reminiscent of Mamamoo, probably because it's the same agency, but whatever. And I am sad about the girl whose name starts with a J, who left recently, but I think they'll still do fine as long as they keep putting out incredible B-sides and not any of the title tracks that they've been putting out.
I really want to like Purple Kiss. I do, but I'm just like, I am constantly underwhelmed by Purple Kiss. This one did nothing special for me. Their voices are beautiful, but the song was just nothing special to me.
It's probably your ADHD.
You think so?
If it can't keep you entertained, you know?
Maybe. That could be it. You know what did keep me entertained? Was our next song.
What?
Highlight by Daydream.
Daydream.
Highlight just never disappoints. And for those of you who don't know who Highlight is, they're a second generation group that left Cube Entertainment and then rebranded under their own management company. This song has bright, fun, catchy music. The chorus is super catchy as well. Also, their member Yosub looks like a real life fairy. Mm. That man looks like a fairy.
He does look a bit like a fairy. Huh. Interesting. Anyway, like I said, I enjoyed this music video. I enjoyed the song. And I'm pretty much just proud of every comeback that they put out because of how, you know, how many obstacles they had to get through to transform into Highlight, right? It's funny, just in a like correlative thing, that their first group was called Beast. Beast. It's dark, it's angry, it's masculine, and they've transformed into this Highlight. No, that's 17. Whatever. You know, very free, very less burdened. They are the highlights of their own music, yada, yada, yada. Like, there couldn't be, like, a more great juxtaposition.
I love it. I love it so much.
Speaking of lights, my next song is I Need the Light by Enhypen. Has, to me, has always been very consistent since their debut. I know a lot of people didn't like the Pass the Mic song, but I didn't know. It's fine. It's fine.
That really surprises me.
What?
That you enjoyed it.
I know you didn't like it. I don't understand what people didn't like about it. It sounded like them.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, continue on.
I don't know if I Need the Light was like a single or a game or like a soundtrack. It kind of just came out of nowhere, but it's so mellow and like highlights something a little desperate that I really enjoy. And it certainly had me looking into their members a lot more and listening to their B-sides a lot more, because it's just a very kind of delicate song, but it's not slow, you know, delicate, mm-hmm. but not slow. I don't really know anything about Enhypen regardless now after saying any of this, but I like their music.
I think Enhypen and Purple Kiss have the same curse with me, because I wish I liked Enhypen more. Not by any means saying they're a bad group. I very, very rarely vibe with their music. I think I've liked two of their songs that I've ever heard.
It's understandable.
Going back to the werewolves, our next song is Creature by Elas. You better know I'm a creature, 'cause I'm a creature. Just run away, I'm a creature. You're scaring me, right? 나를 보는 너의 눈빛이 알 수 없이 대체 무슨 마음인 거지. And I don't even really know what to say about this song other than it was just so goddamn good. The breakdown of the chorus, the beat, the video was very New Moon, but that's okay. It was just very, it was a very, very cool song. And I dove into Elas for a little bit, and they're super talented. Their song, like all of their songs are super good, but this one definitely took the cake for me this year.
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine. There wasn't anything there that I hadn't heard already from anybody else, so.
That's fair.
Did you climb out of the hole, the last hole that you fell into, or are you still there?
I climbed out a little bit. I've got like a leg dangling in.
Gotcha. Just a toe dipped.
Yeah.
Anyway, my next song is Shadow by 17.
널 남에게 보이지 않으려 새로운 맛 새로운 맛 새로 미워하고 아파도 괜찮아 새로운 맛 새로운 맛
And it's the same thing as with Key. I will always, always find a 17 song that sprints to the top of my favorites list, no matter what. It's been, like, the past four albums. It's consistent. They're just so fucking good. And this song has been on repeat since it came out. And maybe it's just that synth that I love so, so much. But it feels comforting in a way. Face the Sun was a great album in general, but I think Wooz just knows what I like. So, so good. If you got distracted by World or Hot, take a detour to Shadow and be like, ah, awesome. and then go back. Also, Vernon.
I don't want to talk about Vernon. I have feelings about Vernon and I don't want to talk about them.
I also have feelings about Vernon, and if he could just leave, that'd be great.
If he could leave.
Not in a bad way, in a good way.
If he could leave my bias list alone, I would really greatly appreciate it.
I don't know. Woozy will always probably be, like, my primary bias, but, like, if Dino could also shut the fuck up, that'd be awesome.
See, I went through a roller coaster with 17 this year because I did a bias jump. I went from Hoshi to Jun and Joshua, which
was pretty dramatic.
It was a very dramatic change. And then I saw them in concert, and then Vernon and Joshua did 2-1. And all of a sudden, Vernon wants to be my number three spot in 17. And I don't have time for him to be bias jumping. I don't have time with He's it.
Good. And then or he released Coops, Black he Eye. Also shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. And then Vernon released Black Eye, and I was like, who do you think you are? Who told you that you could release pop punk music and it'd be really good?
Yeah, right? I don't know who that kid is.
Going back to Shadow, though, this song I fuck with.
Yes. Yes.
The music is really cool. I love the breakdown of the chorus that builds up. The musical movement and vocals of this song are just so beautifully showcased. And it was definitely one of their best songs this year.
Ever, maybe. I don't know. Well, see, I made a playlist of every 17 song. And it's like, you know, they have so many fucking albums. It's hard to get through. There's so many. But there's so many gems in there, man. Ugh, so good.
If you don't stand 17 Cloud, already, what are you doing?
Kid Ult. They're so unproblematic, too. I can't remember the last time I read a headline that was like, 17's fucked up, or like, a carrot's fucked up, like anything. They're just chill.
They are. Did you see, this is totally out of left field. Have you seen that, it's a news article headline that says, BTS is Jungkook and Stray Kids is Felix are in dating rumors, and everybody took that as that they were dating they were dating each other.
Oh Lord.
I was like, I don't think they've ever even interacted with each other. What are y'all talking
about? I'm sure they have. That would be the most chaotic thing I have ever seen.
But God. I also don't hate the idea of it. It's fine.
I mean, I don't either, but just imagine just this giant ball of energy and then a smaller blonde ball of energy and they just God, they would be unstoppable.
They really
not would. In a bad way, also not in a good way, like in no way, they just would be.
I like it. What else I like is the song. Wow, that was awful. Hold on, let me try that again.
You can try it again, I'll allow it,
thanks. Our next song on our list is Smiley by Yenna. Smile away, And this song was so infectious and catchy and fun, and it put a smile on my face every time it came on. I just loved it a whole bunch.
Well, it did its job then, didn't it?
It did.
Yena came from Eyes One, right?
I do not know.
See, I told you, I don't know anybody else in B. Yena, Eyes One. Go away. Yeah, she was in Eyes One. She was. Anyway, regardless, yeah.
Yeah, that this review that you're giving does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, no, nah, nah. There was a lot of pink.
It happens.
Doesn't make sense, right? That makes sense.
It makes sense. I get what you're saying.
It's just like, take this. Take Smiley by Yena and then compare it to our next song, which is Devil by Max Chongmin. And we'll see the differences in our opinions here.
So just let it rain.
And it is a completely different sound, not only from Smiley, but also from anything that I've heard in K-pop before. It's almost like he took us to church, or maybe a dirge, or maybe hell. I don't really know. It's Southern gospel dropped in Seoul with an E and also a U. And it's almost like he shouldn't have fit this song at all. And yet somehow it slays. I heard this by accident on one of those random playlists, and I was like, oh, what? It's so good.
The song was so cool. The introduction just like immediately grabs your attention. Max looks and sounds incredible, and the chorus is just so huge, and I was so beyond impressed the first time I heard this song, because like you said, it's so different than anything we get in K-pop, and like the Southern gospel vibe is exactly what it is. Even yes. though he's singing about being a devil.
You know, whatevs. And it's just funny to me that Changmin, he's from TVXQ, I believe.
Like, yes.
He's just still going. Like,
oh, he's not slowing down.
Like, no, not at all. He's like, so me. She's just like, fuck it, let's go.
Let's go.
His other song he had with Chungha, it's called Lie. Oh, I also highly, highly recommend. I never would have thought to be like, oh, Changmin, let's stand that dude. He's older than me. But I will, I will.
This is why people need to understand that, like, second and third gen K-pop, it's not done.
No, it's
not
great.
Over. And I love that it's still happening.
If you think of it this way, second and third gen K-pop have more experience. They have the maturity to back it up. They have all that talent that didn't go away. It just got better. It's not like they were gonna stop because they hurt, you know, they hit 30. Also, fuck you guys for making them stop when they hit 30. But you know, BTS is gonna hit 30 soon.
Jin's already 30, isn't he?
I don't know. Shumin from EXO, he hit 30 and then released more singles. Like, let him live, you know.
As the resident 31-year-old, let us live.
Damn.
Speaking of second-gen groups that are still rocking and rolling, is SNSD second or third gen?
I'm going to say second.
We're going to talk about Forever One by SNSD or Girls' Generation. I have such a soft spot for SNSD. Their music is the first K-pop group's music that I ever bought back in 2013, and they're the reason I'm still in the K-pop fandom to this day. When I saw that they announced a comeback, I was thrilled. The song was just bright and a good reminder that they're here to stay. They're not going anywhere.
See, that soft spot that you have for them, I don't have for them. But I was absolutely going to put this on my list, and then I was glad you did, because then I didn't have to. But I would possibly kill for this song. It is, it's honestly that pre-bridge for me. It's that whole build-up for me. And I know this song is supposed to be very sentimental for their fans, which are called... What are their fans called? Anyway, it's like that BTS fuck that song by BTS that was supposed to be very nostalgic and all for their fans and yada 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 yada.
We are forever
to be, no, to be the last one, the one with the bus.
Oh, yet to come.
Yet to come. It's, I know it was supposed to be like that. I didn't get that because I don't care about SNSD. However, this song was so good, so catchy, and very, I don't even have other words to say. It's just, I liked it a lot. I put it on repeat. I enjoyed the beat, and I enjoyed being able to hear every single one of their voices, because they are all very distinct, especially Tiffany, because you can hear her, because she sounds like a Western pop artist now, since she made her debut a couple years ago, and you can pick her out and you're like, oh, boom, she's ad-libbing where none of the others are, which is, I think it's great. I like it a lot. And speaking of an SNSD song, my last song in the list is I Envy You by Taeyeon. So I can love you. Aesthetics of this music video were gorgeous, and I can't even begin to explain how clever it was for her to turn into Artemis, or like the choreo of the chorus, like putting the letters in the dance. Like, SM is sometimes brilliant, not sometimes. a whole lot, but like sometimes they hit it out of the park. She has always had like a really unique voice that I loved, and she makes it work for her in all of her solo music, even though it's like the difference in the songs, and the beat and the, like the genre or whatever, like where Spark was fiery, this one was more sparkly. You know, she dances in front of a full moon, you know, so like a celestial kind of calm. I just like it a lot. She's one of my favorites. So also she's apparently nuts.
Really?
Yeah, somebody, I watched a video the other day, they were like, she has one of those, what is it, 4D personalities?
Oh.
And apparently she's just wacky.
Wacky.
Which is funny. Yeah.
I love Taeyeon, and I liked this song a lot. She never disappoints. The video was stunning, and the beat of the song was really, really awesome. So I totally understand why it was on your list this year, because it was incredible.
Mm-hmm. I think that wraps it up.
That wraps it up. That wraps up our 2022 year in K-pop review. Before we take off, guys, just so you know, we do have a clothing line store.
What? We don't even have a podcast. How do we have a clothing line store?
We have a website, kpopparade.com, where you can get clothes of a bunch of different groups, bunch of different fandoms. There's a little drop-down bar where some of them are organized by group, some of them are in the miscellaneous K-pop group, but we do have K-pop clothes for sale at kpopparade.com.
Whoa.
And so, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you guys sticking around and putting up with our really inconsistent schedule.
We're not apologetic, though.
We're not apologetic. It's life happens, and that's how it goes.
It's true.
Exactly. We always say we'll try to come back. We'll see when that happens. It may not be till 2024. We'll see.
We'll see you when we do this episode on December in 2023.
But guys, thank you again, and we hope you guys all had a really happy new year.
Yeah.
All right. We will catch you guys next time. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.